Dear brothers and sisters, in today's catechesis we turn to the teaching of a 16th century author whose writings have been attributed to the first century disciple of St. Paul, Dionysius the Areopagite. His two principal works, The Divine Names and Mystical Theology, strive to present a knowledge of God which surpasses rational understanding and culminates in spiritual perfection and transforming contemplation. Pseudo-Dionysius stresses apophatic or negative understanding, born of pondering God's infinite transcendence and otherness. By contemplating what God is not, and by entering more deeply into the rich symbolic language of Scripture, we grow in our relationship with the One who reveals Himself in hiddenness. Contemplation is thus an ascent leading from purification to illumination, perfection, and union with God. In the West, Dionysius' writings influence the early scholastics, St. Bonaventure and St. Thomas, as well as St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross. His vision of a great cosmic harmony, reflecting the beauty of the creature and the love freely bestowed on us in Christ, can also inspire our efforts to work for unity, reconciliation, and peace in our world. I welcome all the English-speaking visitors present today, including the groups from England, Ireland, Japan, the Philippines, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United States of America. May your visit to Rome be a time of deep spiritual renewal. Upon all of you, invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.